Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day to face a great and very serious question, which is why have our elections, particularly presidential elections, but all elections, become so close recently? It's been a very long time since we've had a blowout election. In fact, you have to go back to the Reagan era to find a real presidential landslide. Okay, maybe the first President Bush, his first race in 1988, he won by 8 points. And that's a pretty good margin, but nothing that decisive since then. David French has a great explanation, and frankly, it's one of those things where you read it and you say, aha, that's what's going on here. He wrote a column under the heading love can win Trump the nomination, but it will take hate to win back the White House. Why is it that the intense hatred that the two sides feel for each other has led to such close elections in the United States? David French is a New York Times opinion columnist. Before that, he was senior editor at The Dispatch, which he helped to launch, and a contributing writer to The Atlantic. He's also a distinguished attorney fighting for religious liberty, and he is also a decorated veteran of the war in Iraq. David, so why does hate lead to close elections?
Yeah, that's a really great question. And the reason why hate leads to close elections is that if you hate the other side enough, there is no circumstance in which you will vote for a member of the opposing party. So in that circumstance, every vote that you cast that's in your mind a real choice is the primary vote, because you're just choosing who is your best warrior, your best gladiator to take on the other side. And so therefore, no matter how contentious the primary is, no matter how angry people are at each other in the primary, then you are supposed to close ranks against the true enemy. And it is that hatred that leaves people in a position where they simply can't think of the circumstance in which they would vote or pull the lever for an opponent, someone on the other side politically. And so therefore it just freezes into place huge parts of these American political coalitions. So then the fight becomes either over turnout, can we get all of that huge coalition out, or over the very, very small percentage of voters who are truly reachable and persuadable. And what's challenging about that approach is that a lot of the voters who are truly reachable and persuadable are actually also extremely low information voters. They're checked out of the process to a large degree. So what ends up happening is you have these two giant, very closely matched political coalitions that cannot fathom or imagine that they would vote for someone on the other side.
Yeah, I mean, in other words, President Trump recently described his political opponents as vermin, which means they're cockroaches, basically, or rats. The Democrats have similarly negative impressions of the people who favor President Trump. They use the term MAGA Republican is meant to be an insult. And that means that you're insulting, 74 million people who voted for him last time. So what do you do to maybe reduce some of the levels of hatred and that make it so unimaginable for most Democrats, say, that they'll ever vote for a Republican?
Yeah, another very good question. one of the things that I think that needs to be done is we have to actually meet each other and get to know each other, as opposed to getting to know about each other. And here's what I mean about the difference. There was a study done by the group called More in Common, which is doing some of the best research on American political divisions. And what it found was that Republicans and Democrats really dislike each other and are really wrong about each other. In other words, they are convinced that the other side is more extreme than they really are. So if you think your opponent is far more extreme than they really are, it starts to explain some of this anger and distaste, because they think they're constantly dealing with extremists. Now, why would they think that? Well, it turns out, Michael, that the news media, almost every news outlet in America, with the exception of broadcast news, contributes to this false perception. It's called the perception gap. In other words, that we have what we believe about our opponents, there's a gap between what we believe and reality. And the only news outlets that actually narrow that perception gap are broadcast news, ABC, NBC, CBS, which is fascinating. And the other thing that narrows it is no media consumption at all. And because what does that mean? It means you're getting your knowledge about your political opponent from these things called friendships or relationships. And so in many ways, we actually just have to know people as opposed to read news reports.
And what you're saying is that the polling doesn't hold up to some of the stereotypes. Like, the idea is that right now, if you talk to Democrats, they think that that everybody on the Republican side wants to attack gay people, wants
right.
to undo gay marriage, and then. On the Republican side, people look at people on the left and they think, oh, yeah, they want to abort more babies. See, that's what's so extraordinary to me about this abortion issue and the way it's working out and being exploited by Democrats, which is that most people, the overwhelming majority of Democrats, think abortion is wrong. And they want to reduce the rate of abortion. There's no tremendous deep bloodlust for baby killing. I mean, except for Hamas, which is
yeah.
different.
Yeah, very but different. Yeah.
There are other examples that you allude to in your excellent column about the misperceptions that people have. What's the biggest mistake that people on the left make about us and about people on the conservative side of things?
Well, big mistakes. They make big mistakes about what conservatives think about race. They make big mistakes about what conservatives think about immigration. Now, of course, conservatives are to the right of Democrats on many of these issues. But they're not as far to the right. There was also a study that was done, interestingly, by More in Common about these really angry school curriculum wars that are just tearing apart local communities. And what they found is, apart from the most dedicated activists, there was huge consensus about what to teach on American history or about race in American history or about sexuality, just an enormous amount of consensus. There was no consensus with the committed activists, but there was an enormous amount of consensus with everybody else. And so if you go down the line, guns, immigration, race, abortion, education, what you find is there's a lot less extremism than we tend to believe, but you would never know it from the way political campaigns are conducted. They're conducted in such a way as where they're designed to tell they're designed to tell the voting public that it's the end of America if the other side wins or loses.
Yeah, this will be the last election we ever have. That's something you hear on both sides, which is just incredibly destructive for the country. David, can you stay for a few more moments?
Yes.
Okay, terrific. I want to get to another column you wrote recently, which is about Hamas, which I mentioned earlier, about putting public pressure on Hamas. Okay, you can put military pressure on Hamas, but maybe even economic pressure. But do they care about public opinion? We will get to that and more with David French coming up on the Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, always a pleasure to speak to my friend David French. He, before he became a columnist for the New York Times, he was one of the most respected and, in fact, revered leaders of religious conservatives, Christian conservatives in particular. And he was also a contributing writer to The Atlantic and a decorated veteran of the Iraq War. You've seen war close up. You know what's going on. And you have a column about putting more public pressure on Hamas. And what's interesting to me is that I think that the argument that you make, David, in that column is correct, but it also shows that the people who are conducting these demonstrations where they're cheering on Hamas and basically saying from the river to the sea, all of Palestine will be free, that the pro-Palestinian movement here in the United States is actually prolonging the war and making it less likely that Hamas gives up hostages or makes some kind of pledge of non-aggression or does anything to move toward a peaceful solution. Do you think that the outspoken support for the Palestinian cause, which has been somewhat surprising on many college campuses and elsewhere, Washington, D.C., they basically attacked the Democratic National Committee headquarters. Do you think that's contributing to making the war harder to finish?
I think, well, let me put it this way. It doesn't make it easier. Whether it is having any impact on Israeli tactics, military strategy, or endurance in the war remains to be seen. But if history is any indication, Israel does often respond to international pressure to cease hostilities. It has done that in the wars against various Arab nations. It has done that in conflicts in Gaza, even. It has responded to that international pressure. I don't know if it will this time after that, the Hamas massacre of civilians, including women and children. But it is absolutely the case that these protests are placing the international pressure on the wrong party right now. The weight of international pressure should be on Hamas. And the reason, I don't just say that because, well, Hamas attacked Israel viciously and brutally. I say that, as I explain in the piece at some length, is that this is upsetting the whole system, the way the whole system has been designed post-World War II to try to prevent aggressive warfare. And so that system depends both on abolishing aggressive warfare and prosecuting those people who engage in it. So if there's public pressure, it needs to be against the aggressors and for accountability. If you push for a ceasefire, you're granting the aggressors a victory and you're removing the possibility of accountability. And that is counter to the entire system. Now, there are circumstances where maybe you can't beat the aggressor. Maybe the aggressor is so strong. Like, we don't know if Ukraine can push Russia all the way out of the East. We don't know that yet. They may be able to, they may not. But one thing that is absolutely true is that international pressure shouldn't be on Ukraine to end the war. The pressure should be on Russia. Similarly, Hamas launched this brutal, vicious terrorist attack. The pressure should be on them. Now, that is not to say that Israel has carte blanche to disregard the laws of war or morality, but it is to say that the aggressor is Hamas. Israel is exercising its right of self-defense, and if the weight of international pressure should be on the aggressor, not the entity, not the nation that is defending itself.
You know, there's an old formulation which says that everybody knows this, that if the Hamas and other Palestinian militant organizations put down their guns, there would be peace tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And if the Israelis put down their guns, there would be mass slaughter tomorrow.
Yes.
It's a different level of motivation.
Right. And, you know, the bottom line is, and people need to understand that Hamas's goals are not peace. Hamas's goal is not peaceful coexistence. In every way that matters, in every way that matters, Hamas is ISIS. And And so Hamas should be treated the way Israel should be able to treat Hamas, the way we treated ISIS. You know, look, Michael, we engaged in urban combat in Ramadi, Fallujah, Mosul, Raqqa, not to mention other smaller cities, in 2015, 16, 17, to root ISIS out of Iraq and Syria. This was difficult, horrible, violent, and bloody work. Americans didn't pay much attention to it. Well, that was after I left. I was there in the surge in 07, 08. This is ISIS in 2015. And Americans didn't pay attention to it because not very many Americans were dying in those fights because we were using our Iraqi allies. We're dying at extraordinarily high rates, and Americans didn't pay attention to those fights. But they were brutal and gruesome, but they worked. They won. And ISIS was rooted out of these major cities. Its caliphate has been destroyed. And that's the approach that needs to happen with Hamas. But again, it doesn't mean you disregard the laws of war or morality. We did not disregard the laws of war when we fought ISIS. But my thesis is that we should treat Hamas the way, or that Israel should treat Hamas the way the United States treated ISIS. Defeat it utterly within the laws of war. And that's what the international pressure should be on Hamas if it does not want to see that fighting in Gaza. Put the pressure on Hamas to release the hostages and surrender. That's where the pressure should be.
And maybe that surrender can be followed by a change. Yes, it would require a change in the charter of Hamas, which doesn't date to time immemorial. Charter of Hamas was written in 1989. And to actually drop the goal of basically liquidating the Jewish people and, quote, purifying their vision of Palestine. David French, a number of his columns are posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. He's the author of the most recently of Divided We Fall, America's Secession Threat and How to Restore Our Nation. And David can make you realize that this talk of secession is not entirely hollow or silly. It can be very, very menacing. Speaking about keeping our country together, one of the key issues for accomplishing that would be a robust economy and maybe building some public confidence in the economy. When the numbers say the economy is not that bad, Americans are convinced the numbers are wrong and our experience is right. We'll talk about that with Steve Forbes coming up on the Michael Medved Show.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The clock is ticking to deliver assistance to Ukraine, according to White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
Republicans need to act in good faith and show that they're serious, and they're not. They're blocking the president's request for funding. That's what they're doing.
She urged Congress to swiftly approve President Biden's comprehensive supplemental package. House Republicans are introducing the text of their resolution to authorize the impeachment inquiry against President Biden. The resolution aims to formalize the ongoing investigation led by three Republican-led committees, A vote on the matter is anticipated next week. Flags throughout the United States are at half-staff today in recognition of National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. It was on this day in 1941 that a surprise attack by Japanese military on the U.S. Naval Base at Pearl Harbor resulted in the deaths of over 2,400 Americans and injuries to more than 1,100 others. John Schaefer, USA News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Michael Medved Show, Steve Forbes has been an extremely influential and successful, in many regards, candidate for president twice. And he is also one of the leading figures in conservative media for a generation. He's the author of the best-selling book, Inflation, What Is It? Why It's Bad and How to Fix It. And he's one of our most cherished guests on the Michael Medved Show. So, Steve, are you ready to celebrate because the consumer price index for October was flat and the producer price index was down? As you put it, time to break out the champagne?
Of course, the answer is no. Price increases, and that's the key word, increases, have slowed. But the fact of the matter is they're slowing because the economy is heading into serious rough waters, serious headwinds. And we should have learned from the 1970s that you can bring price increases down by engineering a slowdown or recession, but that doesn't cure inflation. Inflation, monetary inflation, comes when you devalue your currency, lower the value of the dollar in this case. And if they don't learn that, then as soon as they take their foot off and boot off the neck of the economy, the Federal Reserve, we're going to have problems again. But they never learn.
And what is the lesson they need to learn? What do we need to change in terms of economic policy? Either with another term of President Biden, you think it will be somebody else. And we will get to that in a moment.
Yes. Yes. Well, they need to learn is the way you conquer inflation is keeping a steady value of the dollar. Now, back in the early 80s to the late 1990s, they did that with what you might call a half-baked or sloppy gold standard. They looked at commodity prices, which can often indicate a currency's weakness or strength, as well as the gold price. Alan Greenspan was very explicit. He looked at the gold price. So it wasn't perfect, but it gave a stability that you did not have in the 1970s. So you combine that somewhat stability, a stable dollar, with the tax cuts, deregulation, some domestic spending restraint, and the economy took off like a rocket. Unlike today, where they want to raise taxes even more, where they're piling on each day new deadly regulations, wasting hundreds of billions of dollars on this green stuff that'll only do what it did to Germany, triple the price of energy and hollow out your economy. And they still won't recognize that they never talk, Michael, about the value of the dollar, ever. No central banker talks about a stable value for the dollar. It's all about, do we rev the economy up? Do we slow it down? And so we got the mess we have today.
Okay, speaking of mess we have today, part of the mess that people perceive is the likelihood of another Biden-Trump race, another close race between those two. And you say in a column that the possibility is very real that Joe Manchin would force Biden to drop out of the race. How would he do that?
By talking about running as a third-party candidate. You know, other candidates, individuals have talked about third-party, most notably Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who with his name recognition soared up in the polls, but I don't think it would survive scrutiny. But Manchin would be seen as a serious candidate. There's a movement out there, an organization called No Labels, which has been around several years, but this time they're working to get the No Labels party, you might say, on every state in the union. They already got 12 states. They just got Florida, and they're going to pick a candidate next April. Senator Manchin's indicated an interest in running as a third-party candidate since he's not running for the Senate again. And I think that's going to have the Democrats face up to what they already perceive, President Biden, in terms of both physical and mental capabilities, is visibly declining. The Hunter Biden situation is seeping well beyond Hunter, and you're going to have a troubled economy. And that combination is going to be lethal. And then you have on the Republican side, you have what's happening in there was a poll that came out about New Hampshire. President Trump is very much in the lead, but Nikki Haley is surging. And so you could have even a race there, as improbable as it seems today. So we have a lot of political turbulence, but Joe Biden will not be the Democratic nominee because voters face the fact this man is incapable of doing that pressure job for four more years. He's going to have a hard enough time getting through his current term.
If Joe Manchin were an independent candidate and somebody else, a third party, we don't know who actually ends up with the Democratic nomination, or do you think it could work out that Biden would be forced to drop out of the race and then Manchin would run for the Democratic nomination?
I think what the Democrats are sort of hoping, they don't hesitate to rig rules. You know, in the old days, Michael, they talked about smoke-filled rooms. Well, maybe today it's a pot-filled room, but they're talking about changing the rules on the convention where if the nominated candidate drops out, they can pick on their own the replacement candidate. So what they may have in mind is Joe would win the nomination, and then they could put somebody else in when they force him out. I don't think President Biden's going to be able to last through June or July. So they may face a situation even before then. But I think it could be a situation like we had back in 1980 where John Anderson, Republican congressman from Illinois, surged as an independent candidate. At one point, he was above 20% in the polls. And then when Reagan was seen as getting credibility, people recognized President Carter, the incumbent, was in over his head. Reagan ended up winning by a landslide, and Anderson only got 6% of the vote. I think you could see a repeat of that. You'll have a credible third-party candidate, like a Manchin, maybe even some others in there. But if the Republicans have a credible candidate that appeals to independents, then I think you could see a repeat of 1980.
Wow. Do you think that Nikki Haley is potentially that?
By the way, though, Nikki Haley is the person right now who seems to be able to do it. One must never underestimate President Trump. Maybe he will pull it off again. But so many strange things have happened that I've been very humbled by what's happened in the last 20 years, starting with 9/11. Nothing in effect would surprise me. They would astonish me, like this outbreak of anti-Semitism after the 1930s is just beyond surprise or astonishment. It's ugly and unbelievable. So we live in troubled times, and I think voters are looking for a leader who can get the country moving in the right direction again. We've got very serious global situation, despite Xi Jinping. At least he did one good thing visiting this country. He got San Francisco to clean up for one day. Other than that, he believes, as does Putin, as do the mullahs in Iran, that the U.S. is a declining power, which leads to very real miscalculations. And even Putin's miscalculation about Ukraine, Putin figures, to have taken far longer than 3 days to do this, but the U.S. will eventually weaken and not give Ukraine what it needs to win.
Let us hope that some of the gloomier aspects of your looking to the future do not come true. But your take on the economy, encouraging that policy changes could make such a big difference for ordinary Americans. We will be right back on the MedVed Show. We're talking about Joe Manchin. He was asked a very difficult question. We'll bring that to you coming up on the MedVed Show.
The Michael MedVed Show, all across America.
It's an honor to talk to you because I think you got the best talk show in the United States.
Thank you. I agree.
This is the Michael MedVed Show.
Well,
why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
And on the Michael Medved show, Joe Manchin clearly could have a profound impact on this election. It could swing it one way or another. And it what matters is, does Joe Manchin plan to sell himself as an alternative to Biden or as an alternative to Trump? And Brett Baer on Fox News asked a great question that the Democrats in particular are thinking about. And what is that question they're thinking about is, how can we stop this guy? Because he is a lifelong Democrat, he would almost surely take more votes away from Biden than from Trump. So Brett Baer asked him, okay, what would it take so that he would not run for president of the United States? This is Brett Baer on Fox with Senator Joe Manchin.
Okay. What would make you decide not to run for president?
Well, first of all, we don't know on Super Tuesday who the two candidates may be on the Democrat and Republican side. But right now, I guess all odds are they will be Donald Trump and Joe Biden. And I'm as honest as I can be with you, Brett. I believe that Donald Trump being elected again would destroy democracy as we know it. I'm concerned. I'm very scared because, you know, he's already said what he would do. He's going to use the power of the office for revenge. He's going to basically, he doesn't believe that the only election, what he believes is the only fair election is the one he won. And he doesn't believe in the rule of law, to where the law only pertains to everybody but him. It's a horrible situation, and I'm scared of that. That would destroy our country as I know it. And Joe Biden is not the person, when he came there, saying, I know how it works. I can bring the country together. I'm a centrist. Well, he's pulled clear far to the left. So let's see where happens. Will anybody change? I don't know. Will the rhetoric change? But if we don't mobilize the moderate, sensible, what we're calling the radical middle, those are people that make common sense decisions, that run their life, that run their family, that run their businesses, from the center left, center right, not from the extremes. And that's what's happened.
This is an effective line, it seems to me, and I think it will speak to a lot of Americans and people who can't get enthusiastic right now for Trump for various reasons and for Biden for various reasons. Biden has other problems, and he has problems in particular with his own special prosecutor. Have we forgotten about that? I mean, most people have. There's a big piece in the Wall Street Journal about the revelations that have come up about his mishandling of some of the records and some of the papers that he had in both an office of his and in his garage. The headline, report likely to criticize Biden in records case. The prosecutor, who's investigating why classified documents ended up in President Biden's home and former office, is preparing a report that is expected to be sharply critical of how he and his longtime aides handled the materials. But the probe isn't likely to result in a criminal case, according to people familiar with the matter. Since his appointment in January, Special Counsel Robert Hur has interviewed roughly 100 of Biden's aides, colleagues, and family members, including his son Hunter, culminating in a two-day interview with the president himself last month. The documents in question date to Biden's time as vice president during the Obama administration, as well as his days as a U.S. senator. The number of interviews Hur's team has conducted indicates it cast a wide net in trying to answer questions about how the material was packed and handled and wound up at an office Biden used in the Penn Biden Center for Diplomacy and Global Engagement, a Washington-based think tank, and in the garage of his home in Wilmington, Delaware, alongside his vintage Corvette. Okay, what everybody who just heard that is thinking immediately is double standard. Why is it that Trump's special prosecutor is ready to indict him, but they are saying that Robert Hur is going to be very critical of Biden, but he does not appear to be in favor of indictment? Now, one can explain it, and they do make an effort to explain the Wall Street Journal, is that President Trump did not cooperate with the National Archives and argued about papers that he initially denied that he had. Biden apparently knew nothing about any of this, and it's unclear how it even happened. And he did make some effort to cooperate. But you know what? This is a kind of difference that is subtle enough that most people are going to reject it. And this will only feed the Trump line about many, many lines about crooked Joe Biden and the most corrupt president we've ever had. It indicates some of Biden's tremendous vulnerability. And I think it goes back to support what Steve Forbes has said, is that because of the very, very intense feeling on the part of Democrats about President Trump and not wanting to see somebody who is talking about really very big changes in the way that a president functions in the United States. He believes in the unitary executive and a theory of the Constitution that's very different from other candidates. And it's tough to, again, make that case to people that when you have a president who's going to be able to fire people at will without civil service protections and really change the way that the balance in our system is supposed to work. Okay, this is one of the reasons why I think the pressure is going to be very high on Joe Biden. He even spoke about fentanyl in talking with Xi Jinping and making some agreements on trying to reduce the flow of fentanyl into the United States. Biden spoke about it. This is clip two regarding his personal experience. Listen.
You know, we're in a situation where we agreed that fentanyl and its precursors will be curbed substantially, and the pill presses. That's a big movement they're doing. And by the way, you know, I guess I shouldn't identify where it occurred, but John, I know two people near where I live. Their kids, literally, as I said, they woke up dead. Someone had inserted in, whether the young man did or not, inserted in a drug he was taking, fentanyl. Again, I hope you don't have any experience with knowing anyone, but this is the largest killer, people in that age category.
Will it make progress that he has some kind of agreement with Xi Jinping?
who knows? But the difficulty with Joe Biden, even on something like this, which is proclaiming some kind of success in his negotiations with the leader of the Chinese Communist Party, it's going to be a very real problem. And again, especially in an election where Democrats are terrified of the prospect of a Trump presidency, the pressure on Biden is going to be very, very tough. We're coming up. There is a piece in Foreign Policy magazine by a former national security aide to President Trump, which appears under the headline, disturbing headline, America is a heartbeat away from a war it could lose. What's the war that we would lose, and which heartbeat, whose heartbeat, is keeping us away from war or bring us closer to war? We will talk about it on the Medved Show in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Now it's time for Medved's Entertainment Minute.
In the midst of the French Revolution, a young captain with few family connections was often underestimated, but he had grander, greater plans, which are revealed spectacularly in the new movie, Napoleon.
Those in power only see me as a brute, unfit for higher office. But I follow in the footsteps of Alexander the Great and Caesar. I'm destined for greatness.
That's Joaquin Phoenix in the title role, co-starring with Vanessa Kirby, who plays the Empress Josephine. And the main focus of the movie is on their passionate, tormented, incredibly complex relationship. The great director Ridley Scott has crafted a masterpiece, fascinating for its intimate human drama, moral complexity, spectacular battle scenes, and glorious sets and costumes that take you back to a passionate past from 200 years ago. It's rated R for some graphic sex scenes and lots of violence. 4 stars for the unforgettable and monumental Napoleon.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug, it's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.